This is Amber. Welcome to Amber Story House. This is Season 2, Episode 13. We're going to talk about The Little Prince, Chapter 13, Part 1. 今天我们要讲小王子第十三章，但因为篇幅比较长，所以我会分为两个部分。Part 1会单纯只有中文及英文朗读， Part 2会解析单字以及英文原文。一样，我会在 Instagram 放上文字档，请追踪起来，并点击贴文右下的书签收藏文章，以便之后复习哦。Okay, let's get started. The Little Prince, Chapter 13. The fourth planet belonged to a businessman.第四个行星属于一个商人。This man was so much occupied that he did not even raise his head at the little prince's arrival. 这个人实在太忙了，以至于当小王子到来的时候，他连头都没抬一下。Good morning, the little prince said to him. Your cigarette has gone out. 小王子说，早安，你的烟已经熄了。
3 and 2 make 5.7 make 12. 3加2等于 5, 5加7等于12. 12 and 3 make 15. Good morning. 12加3等于 15. 早啊。15 and 7 make 22. 22 and 6 make 28. 15加7等于 22. 22加6等于 28. I haven't time to light it again. 26 and 5 make 31.
我没空点烟。26加5等于 31.
Phew.Then that makes
501,622,731.
500 million what? Asked the little prince.
小王子问，
五亿个什么？
Are you still there? 501 million? I can't stop. I have so much to do.
你还在啊？五亿一百万个，我不能停下来，我有太多事情要做了。
I'm concerned with matters of consequence. I don't amuse myself with balderdash. 7 and 5 make 7.
我关心的可都是重要的事情，我可没空在那边胡言乱语娱乐自己啊。2加5等于7。
501 million what? Repeated the little prince, who never in his life had let go of a question once he had asked it.
五亿一百万个什么？
小王子重复道，一旦他提出一个问题，就从来都不会放过。
The businessman raised his head.
商人抬起了头。
During the 54 years that I have inhabited this planet, I have been disturbed only 3 times.
自我住在这个星球上的54年以来，我只被打扰过三次。
The first time was 22 years ago, when some giddy goose fell from goodness knows where.
第一次是22年前，不知哪来的金龟子掉了下来。
He made the most frightful noise that resounded all over the place, and I made 4 mistakes in my audition.
他发出了非常恼人的噪音，响得到处都是，害我的加法运算出了四个错误。
The second time, 11 years ago, I was disturbed by an attack of rheumatism.
第二次是11年前，我被风湿病的侵袭所打扰。
I don't get enough exercise. I have no time for laughing.
我运动量不足，我没空偷懒。
The third time, well, this is it. I was saying then 501 million.
第三次啊，就是现在，我正要说五亿一百万个。
Millions of what? 几百万个什么？The businessman suddenly realized that there was no hope of being left in peace until he answered the question.
商人突然明白，除非他好好回答这个问题，不然他别想得到一颗安宁。
Millions of those little objects, he said. Which one sometimes sees in the sky?
就是几百万个那些小东西，人们有时能在天空看见它们。
Flies? 苍蝇？
Oh no, little glittering objects.
不是，闪闪发亮的小东西。
Bees? 蜜蜂？
Oh no, little golden objects that set lazy men to idle dreaming. As for me, I'm concerned with matters of consequence. There is no time for idle dreaming in my life.
不是，金黄色的小东西，让懒惰的人胡思乱想的东西。对我来说，我只在乎重要的事情，我可没空胡思乱想。
Ah, you mean the stars? 你是说星星啊？
Yes, that's it, the stars. 啊、是的，星星。
And what do you do with 500 millions of stars? 你拿这五亿个星星要做什么呢？
501,622,731. I'm concerned with matters of consequence. I am accurate.
5,162,731颗。我只关心重要的事情，我很精准的。
And what do you do with these stars? 所以你拿这些星星要做什么呢？
What do I do with them? 拿它们做什么？
Yes, 对啊。
Nothing, I own them.什么也不做，我拥有它们。
You own the stars? 你拥有星星？
Yes, 是的。
But I have already seen a king who... 但我曾遇到一个国王他。
Kings do not own, they reign over. It is a very different matter.
国王并不拥有，他们统治，这可是非常不同的事情。
And what good does it do you to own the stars?那你拥有这些星星有什么好处呢？
It does me the good of making me rich. 它让我变富有。
And what good does it do you to be rich? 富有对你又有什么好处呢？
It makes it possible for me to buy more stars if any are ever discovered.
它能让我有机会买更多的星星，如果有任何星星被发现的话。
This man, the little prince said to himself,Reasons a little like my poor tippler.
小王子自言自语地说，这个人理论起来有点像我那可怜的酒鬼。
Nevertheless, he still had some more questions.
然而他还有更多的问题。
How is it possible for one to own the stars? 一个人怎么能拥有星星呢？
To whom do they belong?
The businessman retorted peevishly.
商人暴躁地反驳，
不然他们属于谁？
I don't know, to nobody. 我不知道呀，没有人吧。
Then they belong to me, because I was the first person to think of it.
那他们就属于我，因为我是第一个想到这件事的人。
Is that all that is necessary? 就只需要这样？
Certainly, when you find a diamond that belongs to nobody, it is yours.
那当然，当你发现一颗不属于任何人的钻石，它就是你的。
When you discover an island that belongs to nobody, it is yours.
当你发现不属于任何人的岛屿，它就是你的。
When you get an idea before anyone else, you take out a patent on it, it is yours.
当你早于其他人想到一个点子，你就去申请专利，它就是你的。
So with me, I own the stars, because nobody else before me ever thought of owning them.
所以对我来说，我拥有星星，因为在我之前没有人想过要拥有它们。
Yes, that is true, said the little prince. And what do you do with them?
是没错，但你拿它们要做什么呢？
I administer them, replied the businessman.I count them and recount them. It is difficult, but I am a man who is naturally interested in matters of consequence.
商人回答道，我管理他们，我计算数量并重新计算，这很困难，但我就是个天生对重要的事情感兴趣的人。
The little prince was still not satisfied.
小王子仍然不满意。
If I owned a silk scarf, he said, I could put it around my neck and take it away with me.
如果我有一条丝质的围巾，我可以用它来围我的脖子，并带着走。
If I owned a flower, I could pluck that flower and take it away with me. But you cannot pluck the stars from heaven.
如果我有一朵花，我就可以摘下它并带着走。但你不能把星星从天上摘下来呀。
No, but I can put them in a bank.
是不能，但我可以把它们放在银行里呀。
Whatever does that mean?
那是什么意思？
That means that I write the number of my stars on the little paper, and then I put this paper in a drawer and lock it with a key. 意思是我把星星的数目写在一张小纸上，然后把那张纸放在抽屉里用钥匙锁上。
And that is all? 就这样。
That is enough,
said the businessman.
商人说，这样就够了。
It is entertaining, thought the little prince. It is rather poetic, but it is of no great consequence.
小王子心想，真有趣，这倒是蛮有诗意的，可是没有很重要啊。
On matters of consequence, the little prince had ideas which were very different from those of the grown-ups.
关于重要的事，小王子的看法与那些大人们的看法非常不同。
I myself own a flower, he continued his conversation with the businessman, which I water every day. I own 3 volcanoes, which I clean out every week, for I also clean out the one that is extinct.One never knows.
他继续和商人对话。我自己有一朵花，我每天都给它浇水。我还有3座火山，我每星期把它们打扫一遍。我也打扫死火山，因为你永远不知道会发生什么事。
It is of some use to my volcanoes, and it is of some use to my flower that I own them. But you are of no use to the stars.
我拥有它们，这对我的火山有好处，对我的花也有好处，但你对星星并没有用处啊。
The businessman opened his mouth, but he found nothing to say in answer, and the little prince went away.
商人张开了嘴，却什么也答不出来，于是小王子离开了。
The grown-ups are certainly altogether extraordinary.He said simply, talking to himself as he continued on his journey.
当他又踏上旅程，小王子自言自语地说，这些大人们真的是奇怪极了。在这个章节，我们看到大人岁数的一面，每天盯着银行里的数字，看着他们就会有安全感，因为那代表财富。但为了生活，我们好像也没有办法能够置身事外，视金钱如粪土。只是在我们汲汲营营为了财富、为了成功而忽略了身边的家人、爱人、朋友，甚至是梦想的时候，回首才发现已经失去了最重要的东西。所以，成功的定义是什么呢？是金钱、财富、地位吗？或许只需要问问自己，什么是真正的快乐？我也一直都希望能够借由小王子当作一面镜子来提醒自己，不要忘了最重要的东西。好的，以上是小王子第13章 Part 1的部分。那我们下周见咯 See you next time! Bye bye!